Pierre Dorian grinned, sat like a bear on his haunches. He leaped up toward the boy, hands formed like paws, and grabbed for his son, who squealed as though trapped. The father lunged, his mouth almost a sneer in the midst of dark beard. He captured the child, held him tight.
"Baptiste," Pierre said, as the child twisted, squirmed over his father's arm. He tickled the boy. Was Baptiste laughing or crying, she wondered.
"No, no, papa,"
her son cried. Pierre's wide fingers dug deeper.
"Are you weak?" he said.
"Can't you hear?"
"He gets frightened," she said. Her voice distracted Pierre enough that the child wiggled free and ran behind his mother's skirt. She could hear his puffing, felt his pull on her dress. Soup spilled from the ladle.
"Leave him now, Pierre. Come, eat."
Her words had a lilt to them, a mix of her Iowa mother's scolding blended with soft French, the language she knew best.
"You tell me what to do, femme?"
"No," her husband said, pushing himself to stand. He pulled up his wool socks, adjusted the leggings tight below his knees.
"This is not the way. Not on my last day."
Pierre moved like a ferret across the room. Though she stood nearly as tall as her husband, he loomed over the three of them now, and she stepped back. Paul began to cry as Pierre stretched around him, bumping the toddler cradled on her back as he grabbed for Baptiste's arm. Her elder son shouted, a sharp slice of sound in the air. She turned as Pierre's fingers twisted the leather fringes hanging from Baptiste's hide shirt. The boy's slender arm twisted too. Pierre pulled the child to him.
"We are amusing ourselves, n'est-ce pas?"
Baptiste's breath came in quick bursts.
"No,"
she said to calm the child. Then to her husband said,
"You go too far. He needs a rest now."
Baptiste wailed then, and Pierre shook the child, held his palm up as though to strike.
"No weeping," he said. "You are too much like your mother."
"J'en ai assez,"
she stepped between them.
"Enough," she said,
her quickness surprising and breaking the father's hold on his son. Baptiste fled then, slipped between his parents, and pushed open the peeled log door, leaving it wide to dusky sky.
"You make the boy weak with your interruptions," Pierre said. "I will bring him back. Teach him not to run from his father."
"No,"
she told him, her small hand on his sleeve. Her eyes dropped.
"You eat. Let me bring him back.
I teach him how to be strong, nothing else. It is a father's right."
He pulled away from her hand. Paul wailed then. She reached behind to bounce him, gently lifting his bottom. He was wet. She should change him.
"It is a father's right, eh?"
She nodded, agreed.
"Good. You go find him."
He reached for her chin, lifted it, pinched it only a little before she pulled free. His heavy black brows over narrowed eyes rose as she stared at him.
"What else will you deprive me of on my last day, eh, femme?"
"What do you deprive me of?"
she said. Her jaw lifted and firm. She handed him the ladle.
"Eat, now."
He paused before taking the iron spoon from her.
"You are mule-headed, femme."
"I am unbending as an oak,"
she said, lowering her eyes as she brushed past him. She grabbed a 2-point trade blanket as she pushed through the door, her baby bouncing on her back. A breeze floated from across the Missouri River, arrived as March air. The young mother squinted in the distance, barely catching her 4-year-old son's buckskin-clad back as he raced toward the fur-trading fort's log gate.
"Baptiste!"
she shouted. He often found hiding places away from his father's excesses, but he'd been told not to go inside the fort. He'd get in trouble there. The boy sent 2 men carrying fusils off balance as he scurried on by. One went down on his knee in the mud, the wet turning the tanned hide of his leggings dark.
"Doreen's kid'll be our death,"
she heard the man say as he pushed the rifle butt into the earth to help him stand. He scowled at the woman as she approached, her slender hand shadowing the setting sun from her dark eyes.
"Or his ma's," said the other,
though he laughed through his snarled whiskers.
"You want I should catch the little savage up for you?"
the first asked her. She shook her head. She heard the word savage as sauvagesse. For her, it meant someone close to wildness. Free, connected more to rivers and trees than to the presence of people spitting out words with foul meanings.